Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Word that shares with us such great insights into you and your Son Jesus and your ways and the ways that you want us to be in this world. I pray today, Lord, that you will guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit. Teach us those things that you want us to know and help us to live according to a way that is pleasing to you, and we'll be careful to give you the thanks for it, in Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Mordecai Mourning to the King's Gate. In verse 1 of chapter 4 of the book of Esther, we left Mordecai in the middle of the city, crying out before God in sackcloth and ashes. It was his response to the news that an edict had gone out from the king that all of his people, the Jews, should be destroyed upon the 13th day of the 12th month Adar. In chapter 4 and verse 2 of the book of Esther, we learn more about Mordecai's sorrow. We read, "And came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth." The verse begins, "and came even before the king's gate." For whatever distance it was, Mordecai poured out his heart of sorrow all through the city of Shushan until he reached the king's gate. The gate would have been where much of the kingdom business was conducted, much like our million-man marches of today. If we were to attempt it, we can almost envision Mordecai crying out to God and making his way to the gate of the palace. What sorrow he must have had to make such a public display of it. The verse goes on to say, "Or none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth." Isn't it interesting that there is a minuscule rule of order that is to be followed, although the command to destroy a group of people is at hand? No one was to enter into the king's gate with such an awful attire such as Mordecai was wearing. Sackcloth was not acceptable clothing, and those with it on must keep their distance from the king. Although the king had rules for not seeing Mordecai because of his dress, we must remember that the King of Kings had no such rule. In fact, we read in the Old Testament where Job and David put on sackcloth and ashes to humble themselves before the Lord. And in Isaiah chapter 21 and verse 3, we read, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." God, who was watching and attentive to Mordecai's behavior when he heard the bad news, not only gave Mordecai audience, but he also had a plan of deliverance for him and his people. The result was not realized by Mordecai at this point. He simply called upon God in a humble manner. When we have difficult circumstances, we may want to refer to this example of Mordecai and humble ourselves, cry out to God, and as with Mordecai, he will certainly hear our pleas. Next time, we will see the reaction of the Jews throughout the Persian Empire to this decree. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word, in Jesus' name.